What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Bomb Swing Hockerino. I'm literally doing a freaking space because I'm, like, bored. And I'm cleaning my clothes. I'm actually, like, cleaning my closet because I have, like, a crap ton of clothes that I no longer use. And, just wanted to chat. Just wanted to, like, you know, have a silly little silly conversation. We can use the free chat as a chat room if you guys want to. I just wanted to, like, you know, do something. I wanted to have you guys so I could literally be motivated while I do, like, the most freaking, like, domestic freaking, the most domestic freaking, like, Twitter space ever. Well, how are y'all doing, Hakitos? What's good? What's up? Can you guys hear me good? Can you guys hear me okay? I have so many freaking clothes that I no longer use that it's just been a while. It's just been a freaking while since I, like, actually cleaned my closet. And I just got, like, a couple of new clothes that I kind of want to, like, you know, like, put that as my... as my main clothes. Oh god, this is going to be super scuffed, guys. I'm probably just gonna do this for like an hour or something because I actually do have to do some stuff. But whoa, would you look at that, grandpa underwears. I fucking love grandpa underwears. Yeah, Saturday is literally for cleaning. Yo, especially since my surgery lost a bunch of weight and I can fit them, dude. Me too, honestly. I've been losing, like, weight and stuff like that, you know, ever since I became, like, a full-time exorcist. My body has been changing for good. And there's just some clothes that I just simply don't wear anymore because they don't look good with, like, my silhouette. Like, my little bouncing haka silhouette. So, I just don't use them anymore. I'm, like, putting them away. You know what's funny, though? There's this specific type of clothing that I freaking love so freaking much. I've been, I love wearing joggers. I don't know if you guys know what joggers are. Basically, joggers are like sweatpants. And I freaking love them. I freaking love joggers, like, so much. Which I know some people don't like them because it's just like the, oh, you look so lazy when you wear them and stuff like that. But I've said it before. I literally dress up to be comfy. Like... when I have to dress up to impress, I have to. I have to dress up to impress. But boy, do I love my sweatpants. Do I like to be chilling? They're so freaking comfy, dude. They're like freaking comfortable. Why's my fucking phone literally going to sleep, motherfucker? Stop that shit. Hold up. I'm reading. Can't you freaking see? All right, Matt's brightness. There you go. Leggings are good. I don't wear leggings because I'm scared my ass is going to look juicy. So I like to dress up as loose as possible because I'm like terrified of my ass looking juicy. You know what I mean? Like, there are some joggers that say juicy that I do. Joggers and shorts and leggings, right? But no, I like my little good old like freaking like sweatpants. Yeah, haka thickens, right? Yeah, I gotta gatekeep that, dude. No one deserves to see me at my prime. At my prime thickens. What the fuck? Why is my phone going to sleep after God knows how many fucking seconds? Let me actually check this out. Display, out of lock, never. There you go. Yeah, not for free, dude. Not for free. That's a weird-ass fear. It's just not a demographic that I'm looking for. Ryo-senpai! What are you doing here? Hi, Ryo-senpai. Thank you for listening. Hello. but yeah, leggings, am I right? Just not when I'm Not what I want. Ryo senpai, listen, Ryo senpai, you need to know by now that you have like a crazy kohai, okay? I am watashi wa crazy this. Honto ni crazy. But I am a good boy, okay? Good boy. I am a good boy, okay? We might be bad boys together, but I am a good boy. But yeah, there's just some... I just have some clothes, dude, that I freaking... I love going to thrift stores. I'll be honest with you. I love going to freaking thrift stores. And I have a bunch of clothes that I bought when I used to live in the city that I just simply don't use anymore. Like, I'm not gonna throw them away. I'm gonna, like, probably donate them or just keep them in the bag in the freaking, keep them in the bag or some shit like that in case I don't have, like clean laundry one day. I can just be like, all right, time to dress up like a hobo. But I don't know. Yo, I'll take them. No, for real, dude. Thrift stores are, like, a godsend. Especially over here in Shinokuni. Because, like, clothes are overly priced, okay? Clothes are, like, super overpriced. And you really can't, like... I'll be honest with you, I don't give a crap about freaking, like, brand names. Like, I don't give a fuck about, like, wearing, like, fancy stuff and stuff like that. Because, like I said multiple times, I like to dress up, like, being comfy. Like, most of the freaking brands that I like to wear are, like, fucking Walmart brands. No one has thrift stores where I live. Oh, people are so wasteful. That sucks ass, dude. Actually, like, some thrift stores are, like, super comfy here. Super nice. Like, that's where I get my dad pants. That's where I get my cargo shorts or my Hawaiian shirts. Because I freaking love them, dude. Oh, my God. Yo! I found my Old Navy freaking, like, oh, my God. I remember I bought this for Christmas. See? I'm a wise dude. I bought, like, this, like, freaking pajama pants that they have, like, dinosaurs with freaking, like, Christmas clothes. Oh, my God. Let me take a picture and upload it to Twitter of the pattern because I freaking love it. Okay, hold up. Let's go. Ah! I got a thing stuck. Yeah, I like to do, early Christmas shopping so I can wear Christmas theme clothes for Christmas because I fucking love Christmas. I really do. Do you guys like Christmas? I think Christmas is very epic. Oh no, you can see my hand silhouette here. This should be good. Could this be good? This is a good picture. Yep, that's a good picture of the pattern. Let me show you guys this on Twitter. Show you guys my pants. Show you guys my little panties. I'm gonna title it Dino Pants for Christmas featuring cat hair. That's a baby crying on my neighbor. That's all? Underpants for Christmas featuring cat hair. Post. Alright, look at this. Look at that. I just got jump scared because I saw a picture of, like, the guy from Train to Busan. And I was like, whoa! Forgot you were here. There we go. Look at my pants. The dino drip, dude. It's a freaking dino drip. Don't you guys agree those pants are epic? Update more photos, men she posts, bro. You guys want to see my funky clothes on membership? Bet. I'm gonna I'm actually, like, doing that right now. I'm, like, putting apart what I'm not going to be using and what I'm going to be using. You love them? Alright, bet. Are they... No, they're soft. I don't like spandex. I like them to be, like, soft. Let me actually read the... I almost said ingredients. Let me read the materials here.
I have my beaver pants that literally said... They literally say, I'm sleeping, damn it. And they are made of cotton. Wow. They're made out of cotton. That's impressive. But they're from they're from Lazy One. These are like the best. We know what Huck is going to be wearing this Christmas. No, legit, I'm like for Christmas, when I do my Christmas stream, I have a Bucky's shirt that is like Christmas themed. That I just have it on the ready for Christmas. Just because I freaking love Christmas. Like, I just love like the nice vibe of like Christmas shirts, Christmas clothes, and stuff like that. So, I have a couple of my nice lounge pants, because apparently that's the term for those lounge pants. Why is my closet kind of father coded? Because I don't give a fuck about fashion. I literally don't give a crap about fashion. Like, maybe when I go to Japan and I have like more access to fashionable things, I'm gonna care about fashion. But he's got all his Christmas outfits, but I do. I actually do have them. But yeah, like literally, like when I go to Japan, it's probably when I'll start caring about fashion. Because like I'm going to feel underdressed, because in Japan, literally everyone dresses nicely. And like cool fashion, like streetwear brands are like more present there. Like Axel actually sent me this like websites that I really liked a lot. And I was just like, damn, these are like nice freaking like pants. These are like nice like streetwear. Because, dude, it also goes with, like, you know, I fucking love joggers, like I've said, right? And Axel was like, yo, when you go to Japan, I gotta take you to this shop, bro. It's gonna be fucking cool. And I'm just like, dude, I can't wait to go to Japan so we can go shopping together. Imagine wearing pajama pants between Aston and Ryosen. I would do it. I would literally do it. That's going to be me. When I meet them. I'm going to be wearing like a freaking I have a shirt that says Hug Life. And it's a bunch of cats wearing bling blings, glasses, wearing like gangster clothes. Instead of saying Thug Life, it says Hug Life. That's going to be me in front of my senpais. That's going to be me with my funky Vans, with my little like jeans, or my shorts, or my joggers, with my little like Hug Life. That's going to be me. Like, I really don't give a crap about fashion. I love graphic shirts. I love graphic shirts. Like when I was young, I had a weird ass phase where I would try to dress up fancy. Like, I would literally wear, like, freaking, like, polo shirts, khaki pants, and, like, freaking, like, Sperry's. Or, like, freaking, like, Dockers, like, freaking shoes. When I was, like, in my teens. When I was, like, literally, like, high school-ish. They won't skip for my hugs. They won't. You need the legend of Soda Fit with the Soda shirt and the khaki shirts. Dude, that's literally me. Like, I really... But the thing is, like, where I live, Sino Kuni really doesn't care about fashion. All we just care is to fucking have clothes. That's it. Did I still dress like that? No, yeah, same. I literally do. I literally dress up like that. Next bits of fan art, I see it coming. Dude, Kito mentioned this freaking, like, my Adam Sandler outfits. And there's this fan art of Battle wearing his, like, goth. Yeah, that going to golf fashion. That's my fashion. And there's this fan art of, like, literally, like, Battle with his goth clothes and shit. And here's me with my freaking, like, Crocs. And you saw that? Yeah, me too. Fashion is cool, but it's too much work, to be honest. Yeah, it is. It is. Back in my crazy teenage years, I used to dye my hair a lot. I used to have like a lot of freaking like crazy hair colors. I had green, I had red, I had black. Now I have purple, right? Because, you know, like, that's my hair. My hair is purple. It's cool, but it's expensive, exactly, yeah. In Japan, everyone is fashionable, and I feel bad. No, dude, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, dude, Jenkin. That's exactly my fear. Like, everyone dresses up so nicely. Because, like, it's a city, you know? It's basically a city. Like, it's kind of like the culture there, too. Like, you kind of have to, like, you know, dress up nicely because you never know, right? But, like, over here, I literally go to the supermarket with my Crocs, which I'm, if you guys don't believe I'm wearing Crocs, listen to this, okay? Listen to the sound of a freaking Croc. Like, a Croc has a specific sound. Listen to it. Listen to it. You hear this? Pure fucking rubber. It's a Croc sound. Listen. It's a Croc. I'm wearing Crocs right now. I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that sounds like Crocs. Dude, I have 3 pairs of Crocs. I have 3 pairs of fucking Crocs. But many visitors dress up comfy fashion. It's nice to see. Yeah, that's going to be me, dude. That's going to be me when I go to Japan. Like, I'm gonna take my best clothes, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna be all like dapper and all like old dapper and all nice looking. But most of the time, I'm just going to be wearing comfy clothes because I'm going to be walking a lot. Croc is like wine. It's an acquired taste, exactly. You see, Crocs are the most comfortable shoe ever made in the history of humanity. The best chocks I had were wearing Crocs, I'm gonna lie. They're good. My brother just came into my room and scared the fuck out of me. Close the door. I kinda like Crocs were uncomfortable. See, the thing with Crocs, Silent, is that sometimes you kind of have to ask, like, a size big. You don't have to, like, get, like, your Crocs the normal size. Sometimes you need to, like, have, like, a size bigger. So you can basically look like a freaking, like, Hobbit with, like, big-ass shoes. That's kind of how you have to do it. That's the Croc meta. That's the Croc meta. I am a size 10 on shoes. But my Crocs are size 10.5. Because they're, like, chill. People say that Crocs are better for the shape of the foot because Isho shoes make your toes feel tight. Oh. Really? My Vans never make my shoes feel tight. I have Spider-Man Vans. I'm just looking at them right now. I found them at a thrift store. More room for the piggies, exactly, so they can glide. The Croc meta being taught by Bouncing Hawk, exactly. You prefer your cheap chanclas over Crocs? I have chanclas too, but the thing is that there's a difference between like sandals, and there's a difference between like slippers, and there's a difference between like Crocs. I hate the ones that go in the middle of your big toe, and the one right next to it, because those ones they always I hate them. I just really hate them. I hate the fit. You see salaryman with Crocs. Like, what? That's insane. That's literally me. Careful. That can be me. Don't dox me, bro. Jeans and a nice top is a good formula for a nice fit. Yeah. When I have to dress up like a normal person, I do have, like, nice clothes and stuff like that. Like, for example, if I go to dinner with someone, I'm not going to be wearing joggers all the time, you know? And my freaking, like, Hug Life shirt. I do have my... I have a lot of long sleeve shirts. Like you know, like... I hate you all. Because you guys say that I dress up like a lesbian. And I have, like, so many lumberjack shirts that I actually do wear a lot with boots. And I feel pissed. I feel pissed. I feel so fucking pissed. Like, I can't believe that, you know? You guys have imprinted that. You guys have imprinted that in my life. I wake up in cold sweat in the night, and I'm like, oh god, I do dress up like a lesbian. I Nothing necessarily wrong with that. It's just in the back of my mind. I assume that, is it Adam Sandler or a Lisping Alpha game thing? Oh, God. Is it Bouncing Haka or a Lisping Alpha game should be a thing? I mean, call me a lesbian because I fucking love women. Holy shit. You do everything you've described today. It was like looking at my own closet. God damn. My life is so hard. You guys don't understand. Call me a lesbian because I love women and 2D man. Holy fuck. No, I shower every day of my fucking life, dude. It's, oh my god, that's like one of my biggest pet peeves. And I'm sorry if you do this, but some people are just like, you really don't need to like shower every day. You can shower like every fucking like 3 days or every 2 days. No, hell no. Dude, sometimes I even shower twice a day because I'm just like freaking crazy. I'm like so freaking crazy, dude. Yeah, I hate that shit. It's exactly. Dude, I like smelling nice. I like smelling good. Like, right now? Irish Spring. That's the Haka smell for today. Irish fucking Spring. Okay, I'm trying this close right now. I'm down with the stinky med, exactly, dude. I'm here to make a statement. Not all streamers are stinky, okay? Not all streamers are freaking stinky. Not all of them are stinky. What's wrong with using Irish Spring? What? What now? What now? What now? What now? What now? What's wrong? Doesn't that get your skin really dry? Not really. Not really, because I do hydrate my skin. I had to take care of my cursed arm ink. That soap. Wait, what's wrong with Irish Spring? Yeah, exactly. No, okay, it's a good soap. All right. Motherfuckers were gonna tell me like, oh no, Haka, you should be using like a snail saliva soap that hydrates your skin and it like messes with the pH of your skin, so you can actually become like
some fucking like weird ass like freaking skincare shit. It's a bit strong on the skin, is it? We have a soap in Sina Kuni that is like worse to the skin, I feel. And I've used both. I've used both that soap. I don't know if you guys know it, but it's called Sote. Havon Sote, which is literally like a big ass block of soap. And that's sometimes what I fucking use, dude. It's good, okay? It's good soap. It's a fucking brick. Wait, that's for clothes? Ah, it's for everything. All right. It's for everything. Okay. Wait. No, I don't use that shit, dude. Nice joke. Nice bit, Haka. Nice bit, Haka. Yeah. Thank you, guys. What a good bit, right? What a good ass bit. I got you guys. I got you good. Woo! I got you good. Woo! look at you. Yeah, I was only pretending to be them. No. It's not like I have showered with fucking detergent before. I'll be honest with you, though. I have showered with detergent. There was a season over here in Sinakuni where we didn't have water for a month and a half. And what basically happened in order for us to get, like, freaking water is that we would have to wait for a big-ass truck to come over in front of our houses, and they will pull out, like, a big hose, and they will fill out, like, water jugs. And it's literally like rust. I have a big-ass plastic water jug in the back of my house with literal metal framing. And I was in a hurry that day. Fun fact, that was 10 days before my debut. Keep that in consideration. And I had to take a shower because I had to go somewhere. And I, of course, I'm not going to go out like stinky, right? So what I did is that when they finished like putting that shit up, I was just in my underwear outside of my house, like freaking like grabbing buckets of water, like freaking like cleaning myself. And I forgot to bring the soap. I was not going to go inside the house and basically grab the soap. So you know what I did? I washed my... I'm doing a Twitter space! Don't tell me I have to scream. Sorry. I literally had to, like, wash myself with detergent. I washed my body with powder detergent. And let me tell you that was the cleanest I fucking smelled in my whole life. Sorry, my alarm was going off. That was the cleanest I've been in my whole life. And it's good. It's good, dude. It's good. Powder detergent. You know, yeah. I'm telling you, man. Freaking ace. Me bañé con ace. No. It was good, dude. It was good. I don't know why you guys are saying that it's bad for your skin and some shit. Bro, it's the cleanest I felt. It's the cleanest I fucking felt. Me bañé con detergente en la foca. Oh, bro. It felt so good, though. It felt so good. I see why he thinks Irish Spring is not strong. Exactly. It's not as strong as whatever the fuck I put in my skin that day. I cleaned it from inside out. It seems, yeah, it did. It really did, dude. Even though I'm an idol, I'm still a man. No, I'm more than a man. I'm an animal. Freaking Yago. Yago came from the jungle. Yeah, Yago came to the jungle for like vacations before like I got like hunted by the guys in like HQ. He came to the jungle and he was just like, "Oh, Omoshiroi. What a fascinating creature." And then he like wrote it down in his notes and then he just left. And then he was just like, yeah, this guy in the jungle, get him. And that's why I'm here. He saw his dreams in me. No, he really did, dude. It was just like, we need to domesticate him. We need to bring him over. We need to make this creature into a man. And then I got tranked. Thank you, Yago. I know, right? Dude, I'm like so scared of doing fucking Twitter spaces because the mic is so sensitive and my fucking family is just going to freaking yell out like my social security number, I feel. That's literally how I feel. They're just going to be like, whoa, that's a car. Did we succeed though? Yeah. I've been feeling less primal than usual. I would say it's a mission success, yeah. I would say it's a mission success, yeah. Yeah, I do feel less primal than usual. That's why he assigned you between the most fashion boys. Exactly.
Oh my god, it's one of you guys outside of my house. We're going to McDonald's. Does your family talk to each other by yelling? Yes! Yes, they fucking do. My family literally communicates by yelling. It's funny because every time I'm like in freaking call with someone, they're just like, why is your family fighting in the background? And I'm just like, no, they're just talking. They're not fighting. This is how we communicate. Why are they yelling? No, we're not yelling. We just speak loud. That's just my family, dude. I literally have to tell them, shut the fuck up, I'm gonna stream, okay? And they're like, okay. And then they forget about it. They forget about it. And they still fucking yell. Like, shut the fuck up. Do not call me by my jungle name. Dude, quietest in the Kuni family, that'll be amazing. Oh, that'll be amazing, dude. It's funny because, like, I am loud. I'm loud as hell, right? I'm loud as hell. But realistically speaking, compared to my family, I'm literally the quietest. Like, I'm literally super freaking quiet. Like, I don't mess with anyone. The only times I'm loud is when I'm, like, shitposting, screaming, or, like, streaming. That's, like, literally, like, the loudest I can be. That's surprising. I know. Unlike people think I'm a rambunctious animal, I am the quietest of my family. I'm a really quiet boy. I'm actually very shy and very calm. The thing is that's how it be, you know? That's how it be in life. Sometimes you just gotta be quiet. Who's the loudest there? My mom is the freaking loudest, dude. My mom is so loud, it's wild. Dude, she's so freaking loud. It's insane. Just imagine Haka Bros, they're actually louder than me. Especially the youngest one. The middle one is invisible. You know how the drill goes with the middle brother. The middle brother is, like, invisible. Like, sometimes we feel him. Holy shit, that's a bike. Sometimes we feel him. Sometimes we don't feel him. Like, he's just there. He's a walking ghost. And sometimes he comes into my room and he's like, what are you doing? And, like, work. He stares at me. He's like, okay, can I sit in your bed? And I'm like, what do you ask me? He's like, oh, no, you might be busy. And I'm like, yeah, you can sit down. And he sits down in my bed, right? And he's like, so what are we having for dinner? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to eat? Something special? Like, is there, like, anything I can give you? And he's like, yeah, I'm actually in the mood for this. And I'm just like, go ask mom then. And he's like, she's gotta say no. And I'm like, yeah, I know she's gotta say no, but why are you telling me? Do you want me to buy it? Do you want me to be the leverage and be like, hey, we're gonna have this for dinner today? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. Because, like, when my mom. yeah. He's like standing there. Because, like, sometimes, like my mom is like, there's food in the house. Why are you ordering takeout? Or why are you guys buying food when you guys can eat the pot of beans that I got there, like, aging for weeks? And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I like food. But he's just like, I want to eat something different. And I'm just like, do you want to eat something different? Yeah. And then my younger brother comes in. Sometimes it's like the freaking council reunion at my house. My room, actually, not even my house, my fucking room. And then, like, my other sibling comes in and he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And I'm just like, we're just talking. He's like, oh, okay. So, what's for dinner? Like, every time they want something, they literally come into my room like that. They literally come into my, that just shows you how I get along with my brothers. Like, like, it's like,
it's like my brother sends my other brother to test the water. They send each other to test the water. And he's like, go check if he's in a bad mood. And then they see I'm not in a bad mood. I'm literally just quiet. Sometimes I'm just literally minding my own freaking business. And then they're just like, okay. And they go there. I just imagine them like walking into my room like that. And he's like, he's safe. And then the other brother comes into the room. And I'm just like, all right, this fucker's won something. But, you know, it's not like that all the time. Sometimes they just want to talk. Or sometimes, like, because, like, I do work that is, you know, outside from streaming. Like, we all do, all the boys do, like, work that's not related to streaming. Sometimes they come into my room and they're like, hey, want to go to the supermarket? And I'm like, I'm kind of busy right now. I actually have to record this. And he's like, oh, okay. And then, like, they go out. Then the other brother comes. Hey, what's up? Want to go to the supermarket? And like, no, I'm kind of busy right now. Oh, okay. And they keep, like, rotating. They keep rotating. They literally fucking rotate all the time. Like, they rotate over who tells you what. Oh, Paco-sensei! Welcome! I love Paco-sensei. Paco-sensei is, like, a good boy. Yeah, my brothers are really cute. I basically raised them. I raised those fuckers. They're my kids. Not technically my kids, but they're my kids. I would die for them. They're good boys. They're good boys. I always tell my younger brother, don't be a fuckboy. Because that guy's a fuckboy. My younger brother, I'm like exposing his ass right now, but he's a fuckboy. And I'm just like, bro, stop being a fuckboy. Like, stop that. Stop that. Stop that shit. Stop that. Not the fuckboy. No, yeah, dude. There's always that one, dude. There's always that abomination. I'm so glad my brother is a nerd. You see, in a family of nerds, there's always like the master nerd, the okay nerd, and the normie. Yeah, we're all the three of us are like super different. And I'm like the master nerd. My brother is like the average nerd. Yeah, I'm the oldest. I am like the leader. I'm like the nerd. I'm like the old nerd. Yeah, there's levels of nerd, dude. But you know what's funny? My middle brother, he watches more anime than I do. And that's like hilarious because like I remember like when he didn't know anything about anime. And he was just like, oh, why are those cartoons you watch? And I'm like, oh, they're anime. And then I introduced him into, like, freaking, Boku no Hero. I introduced him into, like, Attack on Titan. Yeah, that's the shoujo, bro. And then he discovered, like, shoujo. And he discovered, like, you know, like the good-ass, like freaking, like, rom-coms and stuff like that. And he's just like, damn. He has more time. No, literally, he does have more time. He's like job hunting right now. Because his previous job was ass. And they mistreated him real bad. And I was like, nah, dude, quit that shit. I'll help you find a better job. So he's just like, now he just watches more anime than I do. He literally watches so much more anime than I do. Yeah, my job here is done. I ruined your life. Congrats. Like, Now you're a weeb. The Book of the Hero and Attack on Titan, the anime people used to... Yeah, because that's like the most like normie shit ever. Like, they're just like, oh, bro, I fucking love that dude. And they're like, oh, God, you're one of those, huh?
Like, you just know.
You're just like, I see. You like Anna Bukuno. You like Bukuno Hero Academia. Okay, okay, all right. What's his favorite genre? He likes, he likes shoujo a lot. He likes shoujo, like, a lot. Like a freaking unhealthy amount. He likes shoujo. He recently started watching Seinen because I introduced him into Sanki no Terror. Terror in Resonance. He did like it a lot. But he mainly watches shonen. He freaking loves shonen. Like, he's been watching, like, Dr. Stone, Nanatsu no Taizai. He freaking loves it. He freaking loves those animes. He's been watching, Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, like back in the day when you wanted to introduce people who were not anime watchers into anime, you literally said, hey, watch Death Note. It's not super, like, anime. Like, if you don't like people yelling their attacks every 5 seconds, like watch Death Note. And people were just like, oh wow, Death Note is pretty cool. And then you use the ladder, see? You use the ladder. You're like, oh, you like Death Note. How about Mirai Nikki? Okay, all right, okay, cool. Mirai Nikki is still pretty decent. They get used to anime, right? And then once they get used to anime, you're just like, hey, you like Mirai Nikki? How about you watch yourself some One Punch Man? And then suddenly they're like, oh, okay, One Punch Man. Hold up. Speaking of the devil, he's like right here. Let me mute myself 1 second. He just came into my room. Hey, can I have $50? And I'm like, 50 Sinokunian coins? And he's like, no, US dollars. And I'm like, okay, what do you want them for? And he's like, something. And I'm like, okay. I'm going to give him $50, okay? I'm going to give him $50. He deserves his $50. Yeah, and then later he's gonna come and be like, what you doing? You wanna come to the supermarket? That's always what they fucking do. And I'm just like, yeah, in a second. I'm like busy right now. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm streaming for my phone. And he's like, that's possible? And like, yeah. But he's like, well, you're folding clothes. I'm just like, yeah, I'm talking to people while I'm folding clothes. And he's like, oh, okay. He's a younger brother. He's the one that likes comics. He doesn't like anime, but he likes comics. He watches the freaking, like, he watches The Flash. He watches Arrow. He fucking loves superheroes. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, right? Like, you introduce them into, like, One Punch Man. They're like, oh, cool. One Punch Man is very sick. You got any more stuff like that? And that's when you hit them with the big guns. That's where you're just like, oh, yeah. Why don't you watch Full Metal Alchemist? And that's how it starts. That's how it starts. And then they start watching hentai. And then they're just like, whoa. That's where the evolution happens, you know? He's actually, he's a DC guy. He hates Marvel. I tried to, like, make him watch Moon Knight and, like, the MCU, like, TV shows that... Because I love both. I love both equally. But he's a DC guy. He is, like, the most DC guy ever. Like, he freaking loves DC. He loves DC. Like, he freaking, like, loves, like the Arrowverse. He loves The Flash. I introduced him into the comics. I'm just like, yeah, this is like the comics that like Flash and Green Arrow are based on. And he's just like, oh, shit, nice. And I was just like, hey, do you like Spider-Man? And he's like, no, not really. And I gave him like some of my comics that I have in physical with like Venom, right? And he's like, okay, I like Venom. And I'm just like, do you like Spider-Man? No, not really. And I'm just like, okay, so it looks like you like more, like, mature-themed comics. And then I made the jump. And I was like, you should respawn. And now he's fucking reading Spawn like crazy. I ruined his life. I ruined his fucking life. Yeah, that's a hell of a jump, right? That's a hell of a jump. And he likes Spawn now, and he also likes Invincible. And I'm just like, all right, cool. You like that shit. I thought you were going to think I was a creep or something. But no, he actually does like it. Yeah, I agree with you, CJ. DC has the best animated content out there. Because he freaking loves the Batman animated, like, movies. Like, you know, like, the Son of Batman. Like, the Damian Wayne one. The Red Hood one. And stuff like that. It's good. It's good. It's good. That went from 0 to 100 so to 2,000 went fast. No, he needs to. He needs to. He's reading Spawn. He's reading Spawn. And it's funny because I haven't even read Spawn. Like, I know about Spawn. I know he beats, like, the fucking devil and he beats God and all that shit. But I just haven't had time to, like, freaking read Spawn. But I know it's cool. I know it's very nice. I know it's, like, a very, like, adult-themed comic. Mm-hmm. Does he like the show? Invincible? Yes. Yes, he does like the show Invincible. I don't even know what Spawn is. Dude, Spawn is like this really hardcore dude. It's very cool. Yeah, Spawn's a weird. Spawn is like very OP. Spawn looks like a cool character. Like his base is... Yeah, he's pretty cool. I like his design a lot. He's just for, like, a different type of, like, comic fan. You know what I mean? Like, I like my comics. I love my freaking Spider-Verse. Like, I love all the Spider-Mans. I like Batman. I like Constantine. I think the darkest comic I probably read is, like, Constantine. The Boys. He loves The Boys. I showed him The Boys. The freaking, he likes live action stuff. He actually loves live action things. Like, he loves The Boys. He likes, like I said, like, freaking, like, Heroes of Tomorrow. He liked the Teen Titans, like, live action. I think that's, like, the cool thing about, like, those things, that it's a vehicle for, like, people to actually get into the source material. And I always like that because, like, there's some people who are just like, oh, but, like, comics are bullshit and comics are bad. Like, it's such a kid thing to watch. You feed those fuckers the exact same material and humans, and they love it. They love it. They love it. They freaking love it. They love that shit. Like, that's like a ticket for normies to get into stuff. You show them the live-action versions of things. And you know what's my next step? I'm going to show him live action One Piece. I'm going to ruin his fucking life. I'm going to ruin his fucking life. Has he watched Gotham? He loves Gotham. He watched it with me. But yeah, I'm going to show him the One Piece live action. And he's going to get so into it because he loves the Pirates of the Caribbean. That he's going to be like, yo, where does this come from? And I was like, oh, do I have an anime for you? And once again, I'm going to introduce him to shit that I don't even watch myself. I just like One Piece because of Buggy, okay? That's all. Yeah. I'm going to, like, ruin his fucking life. I'm taking too long to get into One Piece. It's so long. Don't get me wrong. I think One Piece is very cool. One Piece is cooling everything. But it's just so much content.
The art is nice, though. And then, after he gets into One Piece, I'm going to introduce him to JoJo. Because, like, that just seems like the path. That just seems like the path, you know? That just seems like the freaking path. And then he's going to like JoJo. And then he's going to like JoJo. And then he's going to evolve. He's going to evolve, dude. I've only seen pics of Buggy, but I'm going to be honest. Clown scary. No. Here, listen. Don't get me wrong. The only three clowns I respect is Ronald McDonald, Buggy, and Bettle. the other clowns, I fucking hate them. Oh, no. Four. The clown girl from Ace Attorney's hot. So I only respect four clowns in my life, okay? Four clowns in my life. And that's about it. Mihawk in One Piece Live is so accurate from the anime. Dude, Mihawk looks so good. Then you're gonna find out your brother is a Hamon guy. Oh, God. Oh, that's a question. That's a question. The Clown Kito? Okay, the Clown Kito, he's my son, okay? The Joker? Five clowns. Six clowns with Harley Quinn. What was I saying? That's like a debate, isn't it? People prefer Hamon instead of like Stans. Oh God, we're gonna talk about JoJo now. We're gonna fucking talk about JoJo. It's amazing. It's amazing how the freaking like topics shift. Alright? Are you guys a Stan or a Hamon type of person? You can judge a person based on their favorite JoJo, their favorite part, and their favorite JoBro. You prefer stands? Okay. Stand. Okay. Stand. Hamon. Okay. Stand. The clown this. Shut up. Stand. Hamon. Stand. I don't watch it, but I'll go with the majority. You should watch it, Hip. You will like it. Same amount with you. You should watch it, CJ. You should watch JoJo. Have you seen Star Platinum? How could... Yeah, right! Okay, cool. I see most of you guys like stands. I think stands are very cool. I fantasize with having a stand. Cool. Yeah, you guys should definitely watch it. Actually, fuck you, Hamon. See, Hamon is nice. Hamon is nice because he gives you the introduction of the freaking JoJo everyone and their mom fucking loves. Like, everyone loves freaking Jonathan. Right? Everyone loves Jonathan. And then you get to the second favorite of most people, which is freaking Joseph. Everyone fucking loves Joseph. Right? Everyone loves Joseph. Like, they're two of the most likable, like, characters in the whole JoJo history. Right? That's how I feel. That's how I freaking feel. Everyone likes them. Because you grow to them. You grow with them. You see? Now, after you have passed the litmus test of JoJo... And you start watching part 3. That's where the real test begins. Can you tolerate Jotaro? And actually learn to appreciate his flaws as a character. And his goods as a character. And once you actually start enjoying Jotaro, you get a complete fucking 360 with freaking, like, Josuke. You see what I mean? It, like, climbs the ladder of, like, who's your favorite JoJo? Because, like, now you have a different flavor of JoJo every time. JoJo was good, but part 3 felt so long. It's because they were introducing a whole new mechanic. Now the question should be, can you fix JoJo? Can you fix JoJo? I don't think you can fix JoJo. I think the guy's just like that. And then you get to Giorno. Oh God, I fucking love Giorno. Dude, best JoJo. I love Giorno so much.
people are just like, oh, he's so bland and he's like so stupid. But no, dude, Jordan is good. I can make him worse. Agreed. I think Jordan is pretty cool. I think Jordan is very sick. Any Jordan fans here? Any Part 5 enjoyers here? Any Part 5 enjoyers? Because like you either hate Part 5 or you either love it. And I loved it. I love Giorno. Giorno's good. Me, yes. Yeah. Giorno's too much of a... I love him! He's my baby! He's only like 16. Yeah, I love him! I don't think he's hot. You know who I think he's hot? His dad is hot. His fucking dad is the hot one. Freaking deal. That's why I think it's hot. Jordan is my son. He's a baby. Jordan is my beloved. Yes, and yes. True. Like, yeah, Jotaro is cool and everything, but like, bro, Jordan's nice. Jolene is cool too. I think Jolene is very nice as well. Some people don't like Jolene because of, oh, that's a spoiler. Some people don't enjoy Part 6 as much, but I think Part 6 is pretty neat because it gets opening to Part fucking 7. One of the best fucking parts of JoJo. We got fucking Jesus. Jesus is a JoJo. Narancia is really cute too. I love Narancia. Dude, JoJo's cool. That's the cool thing about JoJo. You have everything. Every literal, like any literal like character trope. Is there. Part 7 is amazing. Part 7 is fucking insane. Now, Part 8, though. See. Okay. Alright, before you... Okay. Drop your stone, okay? Don't stone me yet. Part 8 is fine. Part 8 is actually cool. Because it shows you a different perspective of what JoJo can be. You see? Because if you come from, like, Part 1 to Part 7... It's JoJo, right? Part 8, it's different in the best way possible. And some people are just not used to that difference. Some people are just like, oh, wow, this is not like the JoJo I like to watch. It's good. I think it's good. No, I'm not giving spoilers. But I think Part 8 is pretty neat, too. Part 7, though, that's a good-ass part. I can't wait for that shit to be animated. Yeah, every part is very different from the last one. But the thing is that... See... I think... Part 7... And... Part 2... Are a bit similar. In, like, setting. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah, exactly. Araki experimented with Part 7 using, like, certain parts of the formula that makes JoJo JoJo and made it better. It's good. Part 4 felt too long for me and needed a break. Really? If anything, Part 4 is very fast-paced. That's an interesting opinion. That's a very interesting opinion. I think Part 4 is actually very fast-paced. Not as fast-paced as Part 5. No, Part 5, yeah. Part 5 was super fast-paced. Part 4 is one of my favorites, too. Part 5, yeah, 4, 5, and 7 are good. Yeah, Part 5 was, like, so fucking fast. This is a JoJo stream now, guys. Should I watch JoJo? Yes. Watch JoJo. JoJo's good.
this devolved into a JoJo likes Twitter space now. JoJo's cool. JoJo's epic. JoJo's nice. I'm folding pants. How's your Saturday going? What time is it? It's 6:13. Okay. Can I finish this by 6:30? I think so. It's actually shaping up. The art style might throw you off at first, but it's good. Yeah, it's good. We need a JoJo watch along now. Fuck. A JoJo watch along. That sounds like a good idea. But that's a lot of JoJos. We should watch the old OVA. The old JoJo OVA, dude. That was epic. That's how I discovered JoJo. Not the OVA, LaMal. Yeah. I'm laying outside with my dog. It's finally feeling like fall outside. Nice! It's been raining over here, which I don't think it's very fall, but, I mean, at least the weather isn't complete ass. It's not as sunny as it was a couple days ago. The only bad thing about freaking rain is that it took my power out. The OVA is actually peak, exactly. Folding pants. 9 a.m. now, good morning. Have fun with today's con, Hug. I'm so excited for today's con, dude. I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet you guys. I can't wait to stare at you guys. I'll be like, wow, they're real. Hug, please tell me you know the Diamond is Unbreakable translations, the ones were translated directly from Chinese and were... Wait, the ones in the manga or the ones in the anime? Because I remember like the anime having like funky subs too. I think the name censorships are very funny. The manga? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The name censorship is so freaking funny. The Duong. Okay, hold on. Where the fuck is my... Here we go. Dude, I have, like, new clothes. So that's why I'm making space for my freaking clothes right now. I love the smell. See, you guys don't get this. You guys don't get this? But over here in Shinokuni, American clothes have a different smell. They smell like America. It's good. American clothes smell like America. There's just this particular smell of American clothes that smell like America. They do. See. Okay, Shinokuni and Hakitos, back me up on this one. They smell different, right? Elysium clothing, yeah, Elysium clothing. Oh, my bad, America. Ooh. Yeah, they see exactly. No, del olor a gacho. Shut up. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's like the freaking like detergent like factories use over there or some stuff, but it just has a good smell. Okay, I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's good. I like it a lot. You don't understand. That's okay. You don't have to understand. Wait, how does America smell? Good. Elysium. Yes. Yeah. Probably Gain. That might be it. That might be the smell I'm talking about. Define the smell. It smells like... It smells like... It smells like... Like stored.
It smells like in bulk. It has like a flavor note of like Walmart or something like that. My mom sells secondhand clothes. She says it's a pill they put in clothes so it doesn't grow bugs. Wait, you mean like the? Wait, what? It smells like freedom. Wait, is there really like the? Wait, how is that called? How is that thing called? I know what you're talking about. They're like some. They're like white pills, that they like prevent like cockroaches. Mothballs. Yes. It smells like mothballs. What is he sniffing? I just got here. So I'm a poser, and my mom brought me a Star Wars shirt. Luke Skywalker battles Darth Vader. Luke Skywalker, I have come for you. And it just smells good. I see. So that is the Elysium smell. Yeah, America, who's that? Naphthalene balls. Naphthalene. Let me actually Google that. Naphthalene. Whoa. Naphthalene. Naphthalene. It's a simple polyacrylic aromatic hydrocarbon. What is naphthalene used for? Naphthalene is made from crude oil or coal tar. It's also produced when things burn. So naphthalene is found in cigarette smoke, car exhaust. It's used as an insecticide and pest repellent. Oh. It smells chemical. You know what? You might be right. Naftalina. Oh, is that how it's called in Spanish? Naftalina? Well, that's a motorcycle. Whoa, that's a bike. Naftalene. 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 Naphthalene. Naphthalene? Naphthalene. 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 Smells good. You know what? I'm gonna wear Naphthalene deodorant now. I'm going to smell like Walmart. It's such a good smell. You guys just don't understand. You guys don't comprehend. Naphthalene. Naphthalene. It kind of sounds like Natalie. Is anyone here called Natalie? Casually just dox yourself for Haka. Haka, do you like tobacco? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I actually do like the smell of cigarettes a lot. Especially the smell of tobacco. I think it smells pretty good. I don't smoke, but I really don't mind it. I know some people hate it. Some people dread that smell. They're just like, oh God. Like, get away from my sight. I don't think it's that bad. You like grandpa smell, huh?
I do.
You feel that, but it's bad for you? My dogs are going crazy. Is that my dog? No, that's not my dog. You know what? It's also another smell that I like. I love freaking, like, gasoline. Thanks, I'm a heavy smoker. Good. That means I can be around you. I freaking love the smell of gasoline. So people look at me weird. But I think the smell of gasoline is pretty epic. Do I also like the smell of new books? Yes. But you know what's my favorite smell? Petrichor.
Do you know what petrichor is? Let's see if we have any smart Jaquitos here. The smell of petrichor is very epic. Do I like the smell of Sharpies? Yes. Yes, I do like the smell of Sharpies. I just really like strong scents. But my favorite scent of all fucking time is vanilla. Vanilla scent. Vanilla scent, very good. The rain, yes. The rain. The rotting wood. The forest. The freaking, like, dirt. Like, when the dirt is, like, fresh. It just got rained on. That's where it's at. That's a good smell. Hand sanitizer smells nice. You mean, like, the freaking, like, etylic alcohol one? What? Vanilla's everything? Yes. Vanilla's my everything. Dude, I love vanilla. Petrichor, ooh la la, just say rain. Hey, dude, that's why I said, do we have any smart ketos here? I like to test your intelligence by using random words that I learned in the internet reading Twitter posts. Dude, you guys will, like, kill me if you saw how I fold clothes. I like my clothes to be, like, rolled up in, like, little, like, sausages. Wow, you're like my dad! Whoa. That's a compliment. You do that too? Save space? Yes. The Marie Kondo way, yes. It saves space, especially because my closet's small. My closet's very tiny. You did the Marie Kondo way too nice. I have a Hello Kitty shirt that my mom brought me with cinnamon roll, Keropi, Balomats, Tuxedo Sam, Pom Pom Pudin, My Melody, and the Black Kitty, which name I forgot. I forgot their name. You gotta steal it now? No, I'm saving it for Puro Land. If I ever go to Puro Land, I'm literally wearing it. Choco Cat. Oh, Choco Cat. Choco Cat. Choco Cat. Who's my favorite? Of the main lineup, Pom Pom Pudding. Secondary characters allowed? Kudomi. I love Kudomi. Kudomi's really cute. I need more Pom Pom Pudding merch, dude. I've seen some really cute functional Pom Pom Pudding merch as well for houses and stuff. And it just makes me, like, fantasize of the day I live alone. I'm gonna literally have, like, all this freaking, like, cute shit. I am Kudomi. Yeah, kinda. Now I have a Super Mario shirt. It's funny because, like, I say Mario. It's Mario. Mario. Because, like, in Spanish, it's, like, Mario. Mario. But, like, when you say it in English, it's Mario. 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 Gudetama is also my favorite, dude. Gudetama is good. Gudetama is beautiful. I actually had, like a freaking water bottle that I, like, filled up, like, Gudetama stickers. Mario. 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 Super Mario. Mario. El Mario. El Primo Mario. I say Mario. 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 It's like Super Mario. Japanese pronunciation is close to Spanish. Yeah, Mario. 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 Okay, all right. El Mario Bros. Exactly. Oh, I do have a cousin named Mario. Nice. Mario. I have a streamer called Mario that I like watching.
He's like a Mexican streamer from like back in the days. Mario. All right, I'm folding shirts. Okay, so let me teach you how I fold. So you grab the two hands and you basically connect them with the middle of the shirt. You basically toss them over. And then once you toss them over, you basically make a little inward fold so you can hide the hands. And then once you basically have both hands connecting, you put this up here. Then you close it and then you slice it in half, and that is how you fold a shirt. Nice, compact, and beautiful. How are my Japanese classes going? They're going pretty good. We're still learning very basic stuff. What's the worst thing to fold, in my opinion? Long sleeve shirts. I fucking hate folding long sleeve shirts. I think it's stupid. I hate folding long sleeve shirts. Sometimes it just don't make sense. Like sometimes like you're just trying to fold a shirt. And like folding a shirt is easy. But when you have like those like big ass like freaking things coming out of it. I hate it. And I mean most of the time I like hang them in like freaking, you know, like hangers, right? But sometimes you really do have to fold them because of space and shit. It's just very Musukashi. You hate folding sheets? Oh my god. I haven't folded sheets in a while. It's because I only have like two sheets. I have like two pairs of bed sheets that I alternate every 2 weeks. Now the freaking like the comforters, those are horrible. The comforter, like folding comforters is the worst thing ever. You know, actually, you know what? Comforters are worse than long sleeve shirts. Wait, you fold dresses? Bro, I don't care about folding the corners and that bougie shit. I just put them in the freaking like, here, stay there. That's how I do it. Putting them in your bed is the worst? No, not really. I mean, not to flex, but I can put on a pair of bed sheets by myself. I don't need anyone else. Just saying, I'm a pretty. It's an importing asset. It's an importing asset, you know. Careful! Don't swoon too hard. I'm just not trying to flex or anything. I'm just letting you know that I'm the full package. So proud of you. Sheesh, I know, right? I know. Make a line. I get too excited. Did someone say flex? Yeah, we can do flex. Yeah, this shit's too easy. We ain't even got a stress. Is it? Okay. Yeah, we can hear the flex. Can you fold a fitted sheet though? No, I can't. That's where you got me there. That's where I failed the test. We them boys. Okay. Making noise. Okay. Dude, these shirts smell so nice. I could literally stay the whole day here with a shirt on my face, smelling it. I'm not seeing the chat, by the way, because I have a shirt on my face, but it just smells so good. It's so nice. Flex like the Hola Tempest song? Fuck yeah, dude. Favorite boy band. Put a shirt in your pillow tonight? Dude. It's actually a pretty cool idea. I'm gonna put a shirt on my car seat. Like taxi drivers. Taxi drivers love doing that shit here. I don't know if it's a common thing like anywhere else, but taxi drivers, they love putting shirts
into their car seats for some freaking reason. They just love doing that, and I just never understood why they do it. We need to turn Flex into an NCT meme. Dude, you know what I want to do? I want you guys to do, like, fan cams. And every time you're getting a Twitter argument, every time you get in a Twitter argument, just be like, oh, anyways, Stan Tempest. That's so good. I fucking love and hate that at the same time. Do it. I want you guys to talk about Tempest like you guys talk about K-pop idols. Holy shit. Nice argument. Stream Tempest, by the way. Oh my god. You know what's another meme that I like seeing online? That I saw it on Twitter? It's like the one with the kitty paws in this one streamer. And they're like, oh my god, he keeps that energy. Like, he keeps that vibe. Like, oh my god, look. He's so cute. And someone like co retweeted and he's like, that's a whole ass man with balls. Me. Yeah, not that one. I love it so much. You know that one, I'm gonna cry. Yes. You've seen that one. People talking about Bunsen Hawk on Twitter. It's not even funny. It's just like so like so unexpected. It's so unexpected. It just makes me like it makes me do a ruffle. It makes me do a ruffle copter. It's so stupid. It's so silly. It's a silly ass meme. You believe in Hawk supremacy? Yes. Yeah, the flat delivery is what's funny. I'm a huge fan of like straight up humor. Oh, what? Wait, you don't know about the ruffle copter? You don't know about my ruffle? Oh my god. Dude, that's. I remember those times in the internet. The freaking Rage comics. Yeah, we're from the same era, dude. I remember when I was like in. What grade was I? Like eighth grade. I used to read Nine Gag a lot. And I used to see like some like memes, but now that place went to shit without the Rage comics, dude. I miss Rage comics. Y'all really don't know. It goes.
Shut up.
All right. Okay. I folded my pants. Folded my shirts. I like to classify my shirts in shirts I used to go out, shirts I used to stay at home. And then the more I use a shirt to go out, it slowly demotes into a staying at home shirt. Am I the only person that does that? I like categorize them that way. Like, bro, the thing is that when I have a brand new shirt, I use it. I use the motherfucker.
I hella use it. And then it just gets demoted. It does demote because either the print comes off, where it just gets like, it just looks too used in my standards. And I'm just like, all right, that's a stay at home shirt now. Or I just have like some ugly ass shirts with holes that I like still use to stay at home. Because I'm a very financially smart person. Am I? I think I kind of am. Hey, we're in the closet together. This is like the coolest like ASMR you probably can hear right now. But we're like, our head is like inside the closet right now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, stay there.
All right. My pajamas go here. Pajamas go here. Pajamas go here. Why do I have
two shirts? I have two shirts drawers. I should not have two shirts drawers. I should have just one and just fold them even more. I'm like analyzing the infrastructure of my closet right now.
You guys are in the top shelf? Yeah, you guys are in the top shelf. Sometimes I put the system settings on my brain's inner voice to be Haka's voice for fun. Damn. Shut the fuck up, comma.
I hate you.
You put in the... Okay, here's a question. In what language do you guys think? This is more for like multilingual like Hakitos. In what language do you think? In Korean. You don't think, shut up. English. Spanish and English. In Korean. English. It depends on the day. Spanish. I don't think. Spanish, Japanese, English, Italian, Spanglish, Spanglish, yeah. Spanglish, Spanish and English interchangeably. We're doing English. Oh, okay. Spanish and translate to English. I know it's bad, but I can't help it. French. I took German in high school, and during a visit to Austria, I found myself thinking in German. It was bizarre. I think it's because you adapt yourself. I think in Spanglish, too. Like, for example, I could be, like, looking at my clothes right now and be like, that's, like, a lot of camisas. Let me put the camisetas down here. So I could put my calzoncillos in the drawer. Sometimes it happens. Mostly Spanish, except if I'm listening to Tempest. Really? You know, it actually makes me so happy that you guys, like, listen to our streams. And you guys, like, practice, like, language learning with them. That makes me really happy. That's exactly why I want you to watch me. I want you to practice English. Knowing languages, multiple languages, is very good. Okay, so this could easily go here, too. I don't know why the fuck I'm, like, folding all these clothes just for me to just freaking go on a rampage one day, take a shower, and just, like, freaking unfold them. I'm putting in so much effort for nothing. I'm helping you relearn Spanish? That's cool. That's horrible, actually. I am not a good Spanish teacher. I'm a bad Spanish teacher. What else do I have here? Okay, my... Oh my god, my...
My polo shirts. You like learning Spanish with me? I need to learn Japanese. Decent localized games aren't going to get translated by themselves. Dude, that's good. You're learning another language to provide a service, which I do think that's pretty fascinating. English is very hard, but I'm learning. I feel you. When I learned English, immersion actually helped me a lot. So, for example, like, instead of consuming content in Spanish, I will consume content in the language I'm trying to learn. You got this, though. Let me see. Hold up. Someone just requested to join my space. Get out. Checking my email and my Discord. Oh, yeah. Hold up. I can't read you guys. Leave me in, hell no. My dogs are going crazy. Checking my Discord. Just made this for fine. I have a mansion. What up? Hold up. I'm double tasking. One second. I need to message Axel. Give me. I'm messaging Axel. For the con, yes. My mom's home! Oh no! Back in the closet, see, I can cancel the sound. Okay, alright, polo shirt. Yeah, I might end the space soon. Do something. Hi, senora. Tell her we say hi. She's not home yet. She's outside the house. I can hear her yelling at the dog. Asking Alejandro why he's misbehaving. Do you guys believe one of my dogs is called Alejandro? It's like the most like epic dog name ever. Please go outside and tell her we say hi. Hell no. Absolutely not. If I go outside, I'm gonna get shot. I'm kidding. Or am I not? No, I'm gonna throw him in the closet. Back to the closet you go. Stay there. Your dog's name's Paco. That's beautiful. It's a wonderful name. That's a gorgeous dog name. Whoa, this is not even my pants. What is this shit doing here? It's a baby's fan. Why is a baby fan doing in my freaking closet? Get me out of this closet. I've been here too many times.
No, stay there. Stay locked. Locked in the basement. It's Junior's, yeah. It's his jeans, his little jeans. It was little Junior jeans. For the baby, I'm the baby. Bro, I do be the baby. What does your baby this? Does she my baby this week, yo? Okay, all right, I'm almost done. You go here. Okay. Junior trip. Baby. The baby. All right, I'm almost done. Once I'm done, I'm gonna end the freaking space, and you're gonna miss me. And if you're from Malaysia, you're gonna see me in a couple hours. Otona desu. Am I otona? Junior wears jeans, and that's it. He doesn't believe in shirts. He needs to show his pecs. Don't leave us here, please. Oh, my God. Look, I'm going to close the door. Bye. Can you guys hear me through the door? This is my closet door. It's a sliding door. Hello? No, stay there.
That'll teach them a lesson.
Hello? Are you guys can hear me? Fuck. That's one thin door, boy. That's a freaking closet door. What are you expecting? I never learned a lesson in my whole life. Unsub? No! Come back. If you unsub, I'm gonna be real sad. And you don't want me to be sad. But I can put on music? Oh, God! They're ducks and they're yelling names! I'm back. It looks like I'm in a war zone. But before I leave, I'm going to crack open one with you guys. I love iced tea. Good. All right, Hakitos, I do have to go. I'm done with my clothes. I have to get some stuff done. Actually, pretty urgent. So, I'll catch you all tomorrow on the Satsalan if you're not going to go to the con. But if you're going to the con, I can't wait to see you guys in a couple hours. It's going to be a really good one. Thank you so much for coming to my space. I appreciate it. Thank you for indulging me in my weird rambles while I'm literally folding clothes that are going to remain folded for an approximation of 2 days. It was nice. Thank you so much for coming. I almost said, who's streaming that we can raid? if Shinri's streaming, go to Shinri. Tell him I sent you. But I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the company. Thank you for helping me being productive. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming and see you guys later. Bye-bye. Hasta la vista. How do I end this shit? Hold up.